It is 12:12. We're going to call this meeting back into order. We're going to pick back up where we left off, which is on item number 14. I forgot where we left off. I believe you had some questions. We didn't go to public comment yet.
Correct. I'm done with my questions. Thank you. I did get a chance to review the contract. I feel comfortable.
Great. So with that said, is there any public comment at this time?
Mr. Chairman, I'll just mention, I don't think Commissioner Mitchell did anything inappropriate with the agenda item. I think what we'll do is make sure all three of you are in the registry. So when we do an addendum upload, you guys and other people also get an automatic update on that one. This one was an addendum later. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. So again, is there any public comment? Not seeing any public comment by Sherman Mitchell. Here to entertain a motion.
Yeah. I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the county manager to enter into a contract with the Abbey Agency for Public Relations Services at a cost not to exceed $200,000. That contract is to be subject to review and approval by the district attorney's office and is to be brought back and the final version brought back and reported at our next regular commission meeting.
Second.
Can I ask for some modification of that, Mr. Chairman?
Oh, man. Sure. So,
I just want to make sure that Mr. Commissioner Mitchell, that the item is being brought back to the board just as an FYI only, so it will be approved before that, and it's for a period of 1 year, at which point then we can always come to the board at a later time for renewal.
So noted.
All right, there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passed unanimously. Thank you, Laura.
Thank you.
Moving on to item number 15, this discussion for possible action, consideration of possible approval for the Story County Senior Center to enter a contract with Story County School District to provide breakfast and lunch to Hugh Gallagher Elementary School and the Virginia City Middle School for the 23-24 calendar school year. Stacy York.
All right. Good afternoon. Stacy York for the record. Last year, Senior Services completed a trial lunch program at Hugh Gallagher Elementary School. That program fed on average 120 students free breakfast and lunch. It is at a reduced rate currently. The Department of Agriculture has it approved for all children to receive free lunch. So the school, it's not too much of a financial burden for them. The program was very successful and comes at a time when the need for many families struggling to afford the necessities, such as lunch for their students. The school district would like to continue this program and bring it to the middle school. The contract will allow meals to be provided by the Senior Center here in Virginia City for this next calendar school year. After submitting this, I received a call from Elko County Senior Services, and they are looking at modeling a program for their school district out there after ours because they've seen it be so successful. So Department of Agriculture is very happy with what we're doing. Our staff has really got it handled now, and we are ready to take on the middle school and feed all the children.
Wonderful. Thank you, Stacy. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments on this item?
Do not. Thank you, Stacy.
Vice Chairman Mitchell.
My only question is, so with the addition of the middle school and going forward, is the anticipation that this would continue to be a subsidized program, low cost, free? What's the structure on that?
That is what the Department of Agriculture is working towards. They were able to, before Sisolak left office, he signed this is something in place. I don't know exactly what it is to have it continue to the 2024 school year. They are looking to keep it continuing because it's only going to get worse in our economical conditions.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Any public comment regarding this item? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah. I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the Story County Senior Center to enter a contract with the Story County School District to provide breakfast and lunch to Hugh Gallagher Elementary School and Virginia City Middle School for the 2023-24 calendar school year.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Stacy. Keep up the great work. Moving on to item number 16, this is a discussion for possible action, consideration of possible approval of the agreement between Story County and the VC Ponderosa Saloon LLC, also known as Corner Bar, pertaining to monthly payments of back utility payments totaling $8,651.53. Comptroller McCain.
Good afternoon, Jennifer McCain, Story County Comptroller for the record.
In 2019, Story County entered into a rental agreement with the Ponderosa Saloon LLC, or the Old Corner Bar. At this time in this agreement, it was stated that the Corner Bar would pay 35% of the utilities charged to Piper's Opera House. Over the years, miscommunication, changes in staffing, this payment was overlooked and forgotten about. And certain things came up, including we're going to renegotiate a new contract at the end of this year. It was discovered that this payment wasn't paid. We've sat down with Bill and Tammy Meegan, the owners of Ponderosa Saloon LLC, and came to an agreement that they could pay back this amount in a two-year period. So this is the agreement, which was drafted by Keith Loomis in the DA's office, stating the amount per month that they will pay, as well as keeping up with the current utility payments that they have due. So we are asking that you approve this agreement. We'll have Bill and Tammy Meegan sign it, and it is currently drafted for Chairman Carmona and Clerk Treasurer Hindle to sign the agreement on behalf of Story County.
Thank you, Jennifer. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments?
No questions. Thank you, Jennifer.
Vice Chairman Mitchell?
No, thank you.
For any public comment regarding this item? Not seeing any public comment. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the agreement between Story County and BC Ponderosa Saloon LLC, or the Old Corner Bar, pertaining to monthly payments of back utility payments totaling $8,651.53.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Jennifer. Thank you. Moving on to item number 17 is to recess to convene as the Story County Fire Protection District Board, bringing us to item number 19, which is discussion for possible action, consideration and possible approval of the revisions to the fire chief job description.
Chairman, I believe that was forwarded to the next meeting.
Oh, that 19 was. Gotcha. Okay, then we're going to move on to item number 20, which I assume is not continued.
Correct.
Discussion for possible action, consideration and possible approval to authorize the fire chief to proceed with a new purchase of a new type three engine with the purchase amount not to exceed $500,000, which was previously budgeted at $468,000. Chief?
Yes, Commissioners. Jeremy Longcar for the record. Just as kind of the title says it, when we were originally putting together our budget preparation, we received a quote at that time that would estimate it was going to be a little under that $468,000. So that's the amount we budgeted for. After the board approval here on our 23-24 budget, we reached back out, and like most things, the price dramatically went up. Unfortunately, we're feeling that across the board, and I'm sure this is not going to be the only budget item I bring in front of you through this year. However, the new quote we received for the exact same engine we purchased for around $450,000 is now $498,000. So it just shows you the inflation that's going on right now. However, we do have money in our capital improvement budget to cover this overage, as well as we are transferring more over through the year as we're building up and preparing for more of our capital improvement purchases. So this won't affect any of our planning. However, I just would like to request your approval to proceed with this purchase with a new amount not to exceed $500,000.
Thank you, Chief. Fire Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments?
No, inflation is getting all of us every day. Mm-hmm. That's the name of the game today.
Fire Commissioner Mitchell,
how are the U-bolts on these new
cars? You know, hopefully they're really strong. We'll make sure we spec some really good ones. So,
very good. I'm good. Thank you.
All right. Is there any public comment regarding this item? Not seeing any public comment. Fire Commissioner Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I, Fire Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the fire chief to proceed with the purchase of a Type 3 engine not to exceed $500,000.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. On to item number 21, this discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval to authorize the fire chief to upfit a newly purchased command vehicle previously budgeted for in the fiscal year 2022-23 budget year for the approximate amount of $17,000. Chief Lonkar?
This vehicle was budgeted last year. With the cost of the vehicle plus the upfitting, we were able to secure the vehicle. Now I'm just looking for the board to utilize that funds that was carried over from last year. It is still in our capital improvement fund. Just looking for your approval to utilize that money for the upfitting of this new vehicle.
Thank you, Chief. Fire Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments?
No comments, thank you.
Fire Commissioner Mitchell?
No, thank you.
Is there any public comment regarding this item? Not seeing any. Fire Commissioner Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I, Fire Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the fire chief to upfit the new command vehicle for an approximate amount of $17,000.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. On to item number 22, this discussion for possible action, consideration and possible approval to authorize the fire chief to proceed with purchasing a tractor and trailer, tree shear, and pickup truck utilizing additional funding provided from the to the district from NV Energy for an approximate amount of $425,000. Chief?
Yes, commissioners. This is one where it isn't just me spending money. I get to talk about how we're receiving money too. We had to go through some discussions with NV Energy and they upped our amount on our PO, so the amount of money that we can spend. That was to accommodate the purchase of a new tractor trailer that'll be used to move around our heavy equipment. Keep in mind, this won't be exclusively to move stuff for NV Energy projects. We're going to put the dozer on it. We're going to use it as it's ours. The way this program works is they fund these purchases and we work them off. So as we're working on their fuels projects within our county that does benefit our county, it actually pays off that debt and we walk away with equipment free and clear. So it's a very good program. It's a great way for us to get the heavy equipment and vehicles and everything we need with no physical impact to the district. Once these are paid off, we actually bill either on an hourly or daily rate back to NV Energy to use the equipment they helped us purchase. So it really is a win-win for our program. This request is following the direction of this board. Anything that was under $100,000 purchase or involving additional staffing, I could go ahead and do on my own. Anything above that, I'd bring back to the board. So that's why these three items are there. And the shear, if you're not familiar with it, imagine a big pair of scissors on the end of an excavator. I'm excited to get that. I hope I'm the first one to use it. So Commissioner Carmona, if you have some trees on your property, I'd gladly come and cut them down for you.
I'd love to make a video of you doing that.
Yes. So, but all three of these items will be utilized, not just fuels project, but they are a huge asset for fighting wildland fires as well.
Wonderful. Thank you, Chief. Fire Commissioner Gilman, any questions or comments, sir?
Well, I'm just delighted to see Nevada Energy standing up and working with us on this level. This is a nice outcome. Thank you.
Agreed. Fire Commissioner Mitchell?
I'm good, thank you.
All right. Is there any public comment regarding item number 22? Not seeing any. Fire Commissioner Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I, Fire Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the fire chief to proceed with purchasing a tractor and trailer, tree shear, and pickup truck utilizing additional funding provided to the district from NV Energy for the approximate amount of $425,000.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Chief, and
thank you
for working on getting that free money. We like it. On to item number 23 is to recess to convene as the Story County Liquor Licensing Board, bringing us to item number 24, which is discussion for possible action. Second reading for on-sale liquor license. Applicant is Demetrio Gonzalez Trujillo at Jehovah Es Mi Pastor, 727 USA Parkway, Karen, Nevada, 89434. Well, Assistant Sheriff Kern.
Good afternoon, Commissioners, Deputy District Attorney, Sheriff. My name is Assistant Sheriff Eric Kern, Story County Sheriff's Office for the record. Speaking to you regarding applicant Demetri Gonzalez Trujillo, owner operator of Jehovah S. Me Pest War Number 2, located at 727 USA Parkway, Story County, Nevada, reference our case number 22-1018, where in which he is requesting a general liquor license. In reviewing this case, it was determined that no disqualifiers are present that would prohibit him from being able to sell alcohol on the premises. He has already has an active Story County business license for the business and has had it open since October 2022. Mr. Trulio also has a similar business in Fernley, Nevada. Both businesses show to be successful. He's passed all of our requirement processes and meets the criteria for both county and state law.
All right. Thank you, sir. Sheriff Cullen, do you have any questions or comments for Assistant Sheriff Kern?
No questions or comments.
All right. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments?
No questions. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman Mitchell?
No, thank you.
All right. Is there any public comment regarding this second reading for an on-sale liquor license? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the second reading for an on-sale liquor license. The applicant is Demetrio Gonzalez Trujillo. Jehovah's Mi Pastor is the business at 727 USA Parkway, McCarran, Nevada, 89434.
Second that motion.
All right, there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you. All right, moving on to item number 25 is to recess to convene as the Story County Highway Board. Bringing us to item number 26, which is discussion only, a report of Public Works Department regarding roads and highways in Story County. Director Worsbicky.
Good afternoon, Chairman and Commissioners. Jason Worsbicky, Story County Public Works Director, for the record. Just have a couple items. This morning we were finishing up doing a few ditches and clearing out some of the county installed culverts down in Mark Twain. And then we were rolling into 6 Mile Canyon, pulling the shoulders and trying to put the roadway back together a little bit better than what it has been. Yesterday we had the pre-con meeting over the Electric Avenue rebuild project between S&C, Dow, myself, Q&D, Stericycle. We were hoping to get started on that project, do a marathon weekend pave at the intersection of USA and Electric on Friday the 4th of August. Unfortunately, we found out that MV Energy is kind of dragging their feet on this gas line project that is running up Electric Avenue to Stericycle. So we're trying to speed that project along so we can get going on our project, because part of the project is temperature dependent, so we can't afford to wait around too much longer. Right now, another item is B Street water main project is out to bid currently, which will affect B Street from the Fourth Ward School through the north end of town. It'll be running for about 2 more weeks. Then we'll be doing bid opening and seeing which contractor has that. So that's all I have.
Thank you, Jason. Highway Commissioner Gillen, do you have any questions or comments?
No, thank you, sir.
Highway Commissioner Mitchell?
I'm good, thank you.
Jason, before I ask if there's any public comment, you refresh my memory on the B Street project.
That'll be installing a new 8-inch water main, just under 5,000 linear feet from Fourth Ward School all the way to basically where A comes down into B.
Okay, so the entire street, basically.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
New 8-inch main.
All right, thank you. We're not making a motion, but is there any public comment regarding this update? All right, not seeing any. Much appreciate the update, Jason. Moving on to item number 27 is to recess to reconvene as the Story County Board of County Commissioners. Bringing us on to item number 28. 1 second. Item number 28, which is discussion for possible action, approval of a proposal from Loomis and Associates for engineering design for a repair to the existing rock wall in the B Street right-of-way that was damaged by the heavy winter and heavy precipitation this spring in the estimated amount of $26,525, scope of work to include geotechnical investigation, structural design, construction documents, and construction administration. The location of the work is near the intersection of B and Sutton Street. With that, Mike Northen.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mike Northen, Operations Projects Coordinator. As per the description, this is an existing stone wall that is currently functioning as a retaining wall supporting a portion of B Street. It has been determined to be within the county right-of-way of B Street. There wasn't a preliminary inspection by a structural engineer provided by Loomis and Associates, and it was determined at that time that the wall is in need of engineered repair. This site, I should report, was reported to the FEMA team and has been added to the damage inventory, so we are currently working on reimbursement on this site for both design and repair.
Thank you, Mike. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments about this project?
No comments. Thank you, Mike.
Vice Chairman Mitchell.
My only question is any sort of interaction needed with historic district as far as that, does it fall under that category at all?
That'd be something I'll take up with Kristen. We have run across this before with like the Black and Howell site, and yeah. Generally they since it's not going anywhere, it's generally just a catalog issue. Sure.
Thank you.
All right. I don't have any questions for you, Mike. Does anybody in the public have any questions? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, Commissioner Mitchell moved to approve the proposal and authorize the county manager to sign an agreement with Loomis and Associates for engineering design for a repair to the existing rock wall on the B Street right-of-way that was damaged by the heavy winter and heavy precipitation this spring in the estimated amount of $26,525.
Second your motion.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Mike.
Thanks, sirs.
On to item number 29. This is discussion for possible action. Request budget line item change from a 10x20 storage container to a 7x14 covered mobile trailer, not to exceed line item price of $10,000. IT Director James Dean.
Good afternoon, Commissioners. James Dean, Story County IT Director. So with some paving projects and some storage areas being reconfigured in the county, it makes a lot more sense to have a portable unit that IT can move around and not be stuck with having to move a big 10x20 storage container. And I think the 10x20 storage container doesn't need historic muster as well. So we would ask that I reallocate a line item to get something a little bit more mobile and movable and a little bit more functional.
Fair enough, James. Thank you. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments?
No, I agree. Thank you, Ben.
Vice Chairman Mitchell.
Just for clarification, a covered mobile trailer, is that like an enclosed trailer?
Correct. Yeah, perfect. Waterproof.
All right. Is there any public comment regarding item number 29? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the change of budget line item from a 10x20 storage container to a 7x14 covered or enclosed mobile trailer in an amount not to exceed $10,000.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously.
Thank you, Commissioner
James. On to item number 30. This is discussion for possible action. Discussion and possible consideration allowing the Sheriff's Office to purchase up to 5 patrol pickup trucks instead of a sport utility vehicles in accordance with the equipment acquisition budget for the Sheriff's Office patrol vehicles due to supply chain issues and shortage of patrol vehicles and other related matters. The amount of budgeted funds will remain unchanged. Sheriff?
Getting the vehicles that we wanted in the first place, Sheriff Collin for the record, getting vehicles we wanted in the first place is proving to be very difficult with supply and demand. We did, however, find 5 trucks that will fit the needs, and they're currently down at Michael Hole in Carson City, easily picked up and easily outfitted. Actually, they're going to save a little bit of money, and we should see some cost savings with outfitting 3 of the vehicles.
Wonderful. Thank you, Sheriff. Commissioner Gilman, any questions or comments on this item?
No comments. Thank you, Sheriff.
Vice Chairman Mitchell?
No, thank you.
All right. Is there any public comment regarding this item? Not seeing any public comment. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the Sheriff's Office purchase of up to 5 patrol pickup trucks instead of sport utility vehicles in accordance with the equipment acquisition budget for Sheriff's Office patrol vehicles due to supply chain issues and shortage of patrol vehicles and other related matters. the amount of the budgeted funds will remain unchanged.
Second that motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Sheriff. On to item number 31, this is a discussion for possible action. Discussion and possible consideration reappointing Assistant Sheriff Eric Kern to represent Story County on the Nevada Local Justice Reinvestment Coordinating Council, also known as NLJRCC, for the 23-24 term. County Manager Osborne.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Commissioners. Austin Osborne. For the record, a few months ago, Assistant Sheriff Kern was appointed to this board, and his term has expired. So it needs to be re-upped and to reappoint him to the same board. I talked with the sheriff and with Mr. Kern, and they both concur with this. Here's a motion in front of you.
Wonderful. Thank you. You want to beg out of this? Now's your chance. Good? All right. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments?
No questions or comments. Thank you, sir.
Vice Chairman Mitchell?
No, thank you.
Is there any public comment? Not seeing any public comment. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to reappoint Assistant Sheriff Eric Kern to represent Story County on the Nevada Local Justice Reinvestment Coordinating Council, or NLJRCC, for the 2023-2024 term.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Eric, for another year. On to item number 32, this is discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval authorizing the county manager to sign and approve an extension of a contract with Linda Ritter Consulting not to exceed $5,000 to complete the countywide and organizational strategic plan. County Manager Osborne.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Austin Osborne for the record, County Manager. Linda Ritter Consulting Services, or Linda Ritter, she has completed her community workshop. She's finishing up the countywide survey, and she's now working with the elected officials and getting all of their strategic plans tied in with the entire department group. That'll ultimately come back to this board for everything to be pulled together. We need a little bit more time for that, about $5,000 or up to worth of work, and to be completed the entire strategic plan, likely in November, but no longer than December of this year.
Thank you, Austin. Commissioner Gilman, any questions or comments about item number 32?
No, sir. Thank you.
Vice Chairman Mitchell?
No, thank you.
Is there any public comment regarding item number 32?
Okay.
Not seeing any public comment. I think our deputy DA has something to say.
Yes, in reviewing the contracts, this one and the next one, there is a certificate of liability insurance which insures Pinion Pottery LLC by Linda Ritter. That address that's listed for Pinion Pottery is Linda Ritter's contract or address. What I'd like to see is if we condition approval of the contract, if that's the board's intent, is to condition upon providing a certificate of liability insurance insuring Linda Ritter.
Linda Ritter Consulting.
And may I ask Mr. Lewis, because this item just came up, Austin Osborne, for the record, in case Linda Ritter is purposefully using this firm to work out the remainder of this contract, is it possible, Keith, that if this board says just to make this appropriate, under your guidance and ultimate approval, would that be okay in case? Because this just came up.
Right. Is the question said change the contract to be one with Pinion Pottery LLC rather than Linda Ritter?
It isn't. It
does not. So I guess I'm missing what you're talking about.
I guess the point is made. So go ahead and proceed. Thank you.
Great.
Wonderful. Commissioner Gilman, any questions or comments?
No,
I already handled this. Sorry. With that said, Vice Chairman Mitchell, care to entertain a motion?
Sure. Based on the recommendation by staff, I, Commissioner Mitchell, authorize the county manager to sign and approve an extension of a contract with Linda Ritter Consulting not to exceed $5,000 to complete the countywide and organizational strategic plan. This approval is conditioned upon the liability insurance in that contract referencing and covering Linda Ritter Consulting.
Second the motion.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. On to item number 33, this is discussion for possible action. Consideration of possible approval authorizing the county manager to sign and approve a contract with Linda Ritter Consulting not to exceed $50,000 at an hourly rate of $95 per hour, hourly rate, to update and amend the Story County administrative policies. These are non-HR related policies and procedures, and add new policies and procedures as needed and as assigned by the county manager and in conformance with the county manager's office approved budget. Austin?
Hey, Mr. Chairman, Austin Osborne, Story County Manager, for the record. Jeannie Green, as you're aware, last year had updated all of the human resources policies with the human resources office. And in this case, we'd like to consult with Linda Ritter Consulting Services to do the same thing for policies such as vehicle use, buildings, per diem, security, the whole range of non-human resources policies for the county. We feel that Linda Ritter is well positioned for this, as she's done this before with other jurisdictions, including Carson City. And this is a planned and budgeted item.
Thank you, Austin. Commissioner Gilman, any questions or comments about item number 33?
No questions. Thank you.
Vice Chairman Mitchell?
No, thank you.
All right. Is there any public comment regarding item number 33? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Now, based on the recommendation by staff, I, Commissioner Mitchell, authorize the county manager to sign and approve a contract with Linda Ritter Consulting not to exceed $50,000 at an hourly rate of $95 to update and amend the Story County administrative policies, non-HR policies, and procedures, and add new policies and procedures as needed and as assigned by the county manager in conformance with the county manager's office approved budget. This approval is contingent upon the certificate of liability insurance referencing or covering Linda Ritter Consulting specifically.
I'll second your motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Austin. You guys stick around for the next one. Item number 36, discussion for possible action. Consideration of possible approval of the revisions to the county manager's job description.
This one is continued, Mr. Chairman.
Oh, we did continue 36. So we're shooting right into the lion's den at 37. All right.
What about 34, 35?
Weren't those?
35 was continued. Maybe it was 35 and 36, not 34 and 35.
Oh. Are we still doing the presentation regarding the 22-24 county manager's office strategic plan?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, my apologies.
Nope, no problem. All right, so we're going to start this whole thing over. Item number 34 is discussion for possible action, presentation and discussion regarding the 22-24 county manager's office strategic plan and consideration of possible direction as needed in accordance with the vision, mission, and goals set by the board. County manager.
All right, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Commissioners Austin Osborne for the record, county manager. As you're aware, we're working with all the departments on strategic plans applicable specific to those offices, as well as underwriters working with the elected officials for the same. This commission has created a vision and mission statement and overall objectives for the county. And then I felt it prudent to bring it to the board for you to take a look at the strategic plan for my office, which is a bit of an umbrella for the entire county. And then also what I had planned in 2023 and accomplished, and then what we see in 2024 as new goals and objectives or initiatives and tactics for completion of certain things needed in my strategic plan. I'm happy to go item by item or just review it with you and let you ask questions as you feel.
I'm comfortable with you reviewing it and asking questions as we feel necessary. Commissioner Gilman, are you all right with that?
And you do have copies in front of you on paper. There is one in the back of the room for the public, and one is published on the website as well.
Commissioner Gilman, you good with that process?
Yeah.
Okay. Vice Chairman, you comfortable with that?
Yep.
All right. Continue.
Okay. Essentially, you have different areas. All of these are specific initiatives dealing with specific things across the county, and there's a 2023 column in the middle and a 2024 column on the right. On the top, you'll see there's a little bit of a snapshot of where our full-time equivalents are and where they've been. And you'll see also in another column toward the top, how many direct answers we have to myself. An average direct reports to the county manager or to a CEO should ideally be around 5 to 7. At one point, it was exceeding 12. I'm trying to work it down to about 9 at this point. There's been budgetary considerations and reorganization of certain departments in the county that have allowed me to get a little bit closer to that goal. And I'll keep working on that as you see through this plan. The next thing as far as the next initiative is economic development. You'll see that maintaining a business culture, creating a business development officer and business development programs, facilitating consistent permitting through not only myself, but also working with the Story County Fire Protection District and plan review, and providing for training and certifications and reducing business license obstacles is a goal that either had started in 2023 and was accomplished or partially accomplished, or is starting in 2024. And you'll see the two columns. I'm happy to answer any questions you have on that item. And I'll just move along, slow me down if you need me to. Okay.
Thank you.
The next initiative is to provide for growth and restructure county organizations. Really, the purpose of this is to make ourselves more efficient, try to reduce my span of control, a little bit of the span of control of certain department heads, like Public Works especially, that's growing. And also to meet what we've been talking about earlier today are just substantial growth occurring in economic development, as well as services and responding to state needs, legislative matters, lobbying, the whole range of things that the county is growing, expanding. There is restructure needed in that. The goal in that is to do restructure in a way that makes us actually better at what we do and not to add management positions and create bureaucracy. So a tremendous amount of time and work is put into creating a balance between us. We'll go to the next one if you're ready. The next one is to pursue and manage grants and federal funding and provide cost benefit. Remind ourselves with Laura, Mather, and Honey that a lot of this is done through our department heads and hopefully under my leadership that they get the tools they need and the support they need to be able to do what they do. I think Laura's discussion of $19 million in potential federal appropriations coming our way and the work that she and Honey do with Senator Cortez Masto and Amade and Rosen's office and the Porter Group is an example of what that looks like. And then Jason talking today about the B Street Waterline Project is certainly partially grant funded with those efforts. The next thing is to develop and improve methods of providing information and public information. This would not only be PIO during emergencies, but things like you heard about earlier today with building a brand for the county and expanding our understanding of who we are and what we do and how we benefit the region in Reno, Sparks, Washoe, Clark County, and throughout the state of Nevada, and then beyond for the economic development element. Next one is to evaluate and plan facility and infrastructure expansion improvements, meeting current and anticipated public service demands. This is our capital improvement plan that we put together and this board approved, $600 million over 10 years and $157 million over 5 years, and doing a critical infrastructure improvements first and then going beyond that in the future. Our facilities improvements, such as the Lockwood Senior Center, Tri-72 or Station 72 out of the Highlands, the Lockwood Community Center, various other capital improvement programs that are ongoing right now is part of this. As far as elected officials like the Sheriff's Office substation, I believe my role would be to support that, facilitate working with a comptroller and him on getting what's needed, and then working with my departments to be able to step aside and provide space needed and other infrastructure while the elected official then moves forward on a plan that they have for their elected office. And that could apply to any elected office. The next one is to provide robust fiscal plans and county operations and ensure adequate fiduciary reporting and oversight. The comptroller and I spent a lot of time talking with each other about types of things we can do with spot auditing and contract controls and these administrative policy updates that we're talking about doing as part of that, dealing with post-abatement legislation with the Gigafactory and other abated companies. All of that is wrapped up into these things. The next initiative is to provide for an orderly planning in the county. This is the planning department. I think the only thing Kathy and I talk about that's probably a major divergence in planning is adding another person that is budgeted for. I find that Kathy's skills and what she does, and Lindy as well, are beyond what she should be, or beyond, and she should be able to hire somebody that can help do concurrent permitting and variances and things like that, and allow her and Lindy to be able to expand into some of the housing and infrastructure and other needs that we have coming our way that we talk about regularly. And then evaluate current policies and adequacy, making amendments and creating new policies as needed. HR policies were updated last year. You see that completed. And then the administrative policies are to be completed this year. And then priority policies are overhauling travel and reimbursements, contracts and asset inventory management, public information officer, vehicle use and expenditures, amongst others. That's all I have.
Thank you, Austin. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments?
Ambitious.
It's this.
It sounds like the county has its hands full.
Indeed.
Fortunately, we have a very capable leadership there. So I think it's all approachable and doable.
Fair enough. Thank you. Vice Chairman Mitchell, anything?
I have just a couple specific things. On the cover page, in the last initiative on the last column, I would just propose that we make a slight wording change there. It talks about ensure the county website provides efficient and accurate information, and I would just propose that we change that slightly to say efficient access to accurate information, so that it's the access is what's efficient, not the information. The information is accurate.
I can do that.
So if you're all right with that, I would just propose that we make that slight change. And then there's one other thing that I would propose that we include in the section, the initiatives and tactics section on enhancing economic development and business retention. I believe pretty strongly that that a stable partial governmental funding source for a chamber of commerce is something that is crucial. That certainly some portion of their funding should come from their own activities, but very much like there are certain roles and responsibilities that don't necessarily fall to the VCTC that a Chamber of Commerce would take care of. You know, there's an effort to put forward a Chamber of Commerce right now. It's still in the creation period, but as we're looking out over the next year or two, I think it would be valuable for us to put something in there like explore, identify, and implement an appropriate partial funding source for a chamber of commerce. And then there's, of course, work to do to actually get that to something that we could implement.
Okay. Thank you for your comments, Vice Chairman. Is there any public comment regarding this item? Not seeing any public comment. Are you prepared to make a motion on this with your changes?
I am. Is there a comfort level with that in that range?
Explore.
Okay. Yeah, certainly it's a strategic plan, right? So it's not sure. A commitment to do anything other than look at it. So
yeah.
Great. So I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to propose the following suggestions regarding the Story County Master or Story County Strategic Plan. Number one, to adjust the wording on the cover sheet as noted on the record. And number two, to add an item under the Enhanced Economic Development and Business Retention Initiative related to exploring and identifying a funding source for the Chamber of Commerce. And to adopt.
Second motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Austin, for that. All right. So just to be clear, 35 and 36 are not being dealt with today. Moving on to item number 37, which is discussion for possible action. Consideration of possible approval of the annual review and evaluation of the performance of Austin Osborne, the county manager, for the time period of July 1st, 2022 through June 30, 2023. The board may, without further notice, take administrative action against Austin Osborne, the county manager, if the board determines that such administrative action is warranted after considering the character, alleged misconduct, professional competence or physical or mental health of Mr. Osborne. At the end of the annual performance evaluation, the board has the right to make changes to the existing goals and objectives of the position, the right to determine whether or not to provide a merit increase, bonus or other compensation adjustments, the right to take adverse administrative action up to and including termination, or any other such action deemed warranted by the board. With all those big words, Jeannie,
you're up next. Thank you. Jeannie Green, Labor Relations. As you've indicated, it's the county manager's evaluation is due in July. Mr. Osborne was provided written notice of the evaluation as required by NRS 241 on June 27th. You've been provided the same evaluation form that has been used in the past. And you can either use that, or if you want to take a different route to the evaluation, you can also do that. At the end of the evaluation, if you do not take specific action, Mr. Osborne will be given a merit increase provided his performance is deemed standard. This is the same practice as provided to all county employees. Do you have any questions for me, or do you want me to go through the process, or would the chairman like to do that?
Thank you, Jeannie. I'm going to reach out to my fellow commissioners. We've done this a time or two. Are you all comfortable? Have you had time to review the performance review? And are you comfortable moving forward, or is there something you'd like to delve into specifically?
I'm comfortable with the performance review.
Okay.
I think a great deal of Osborne. I think he's one of the finest county managers in the state. In the matter, he did an incredible job in Carson City this year, mm-hmm. organizing all of the approach. I think that the approach to the county is unconditional, and it's been a blessing for me to have the opportunity to look through. So, yes, sir, I'm very comfortable with where okay. we stand with county manager Osborne.
Sounds good. Commissioner Gilman, I appreciate those comments. Vice Chairman Mitchell?
Yeah, I think in terms of process, I would prefer a little more free-flowing and streamlined approach as opposed to going through each of the
yep.
things. Maybe an opportunity for a little bit of discussion with the county manager, I feel good about the performance.
Okay. So is that as clear as mud for you, Jeannie?
Absolutely. Yeah. We won't go through each of the categories then, the right. leadership, organizational development, so forth. And I guess you will just provide your specific comments. And then if you want Austin to respond to any of those, he can do so.
I think that works for me, and I'm sure that works for everybody else. So does anybody want to go first? No, Lance has already sort of stated his position.
Yeah, I mean, I have a couple of questions for the county manager. I'd love to hear. And one of them just has to do with what personal or professional goals he might have for this coming year. I'm also going to ask, so you have a little time to think about it. I also want to ask you something that you've learned this past year. So I'll give you about 30 seconds to think about that while you're answering the other question, but he's good at multitasking, so I'm sure he'll be
good. I feel like I learned something every day, and that's not an understatement. I'll just go through some professional goals, but they're written, but maybe there's more for a conversation. These are the things, I think when I go home at the end of the day, there's kind of one thing, what would I like to see in myself? I hope that my department heads go home. And I hope they know that I'm giving them the backup and the support they needed to do their job successfully. And I hope that they know I'm looking out for them and know that we try to make a better place for them. I hope the residents of the county and our businesses of the county say the same thing, that they have someone here that's looking out for them. This board is looking out for them. And somebody who's thinking about their needs and what's important to them. This office is not about what's important to me. The day it does become that, there should be a change. And so, that's kind of an umbrella, what I think about all the time, and then everything else ties into that. As far as actual wordage, you know, better delegate projects and leadership over those projects to those overseeing those projects. I think I've improved in an area of not just delegating work, but actually letting people that are doing the work do the work under and lead the work, and then report back to me and say, hey, this is where we're going. We're meeting our benchmarks. We're meeting our targets. I need a little bit more money. I need more time. I need another car. I need whatever it is to make that happen. And then I can work with them on that and be supportive, not jumping into and being the leader of their project and creating difficulty there. So there's an area that we all grow somewhere, and this is an area I want to grow in. Dedicating more time and networking with other county managers and regional leaders. The legislature certainly is delegating time or dedicating time to other leaders, but I would like to be able to, you know, delegate more so I can spend more time with the county managers off the Hill, RTC leaders, housing folks and people, and not just look at, you know, what do we need, but what can we do to try to create some programs together that work for all of us. I think that will be a very substantial benefit to us in the region, as well as a benefit to people in the region. So that's a goal of mine. In order to make that happen, some of these other things need to happen, these other goals as well, to free up time. Enhance Story County branding and better educate the region about the county's positive contributions to the region. I don't think I need to explain too much on that one. We spent quite a bit of time on that. Increase multiplier leadership effect in each department through appropriate planning, training and professional development, resources, support and backup, and delegation. I've always been a huge proponent in education and training and certification, and getting that those types of letters behind your name to me is just as important, if not more important, than a college degree. What our building official has done, what Mr. Starnes has done, and what people in this room have done. Jason has done an incredible job in getting safety training and going over and beyond the necessary requirements for everything from CDL to water to overlapping and cross training. All of us are working on that. And I think being a multiplier leader means I lead my staff enough where they on their own have an ownership in growing their people and making their people successful and safe. And I hope to be able to facilitate that and know that that's being supported and they on their own facilitate those things. Further utilize metrics and data to make decisions. I think the strategic plan is really the core of that. And then we can start building on ways that we can measure things before making budgetary decisions. That's an area that's ever growing in this county and hope to achieve ultimately where we're using a lot of metrics and a lot of benchmarks and a lot of data to decide where we want to go on things. And the last one, I think, is to ensure the organization has sufficient staffing and professional services for anticipated growth, legislative issues, regional programs and demands. This is not as easy as it looks. It's very easy to just hire people and sling postings on a wall and recruit. And then you become overstaffed and staffed in the wrong areas and create bureaucracy and inefficiency. And so to try to get strategic persons needed in our departments by working with my department heads and officials and being, you know, very cautious in our hiring, but strategically bringing people on that we need and enough of them is a huge challenge, especially as we have more and more challenges coming our way from state, from legislative action, growth, you know, all these sorts of things. And I think it's important that positions are strategic and not a lot of middle management type of things where you start stacking bureaucratic systems. I hope that answers your question and have to elaborate anymore.
Yeah, very much. Thank you. My last question is just how you feel about your health, both physical and mental. I just caught that on the description, which I thought was kind of interesting. Mostly, I just want to make sure we're not wearing you down too much.
I think my health is okay. I know you have to put that agenda language in there about all those fun things, but yeah.
Thank you, Vice Chairman. Yep. Anything else?
No, just I'm very pleased with the county manager's performance.
Yeah, so I think my fellow commissioners, Commissioner Gilman, Commissioner Mitchell, have said quite a bit as far as your work ethic, where the county is now. I just want to throw my two cents in. You know, you and I have talked on a number of occasions, and it's very easy to say I need to delegate more. But I think over the last 5 years I've been here, I've had the opportunity to get to know you a lot better. And the delegation thing is something I know that you're working on. It may not obviously feel like it for maybe some of your department heads, but I know how personally you take this job, and I've very rarely ever seen you point a finger. And I think with that delegation, you know, you're taking yourself out of the blame equation, so to speak, and you're putting it in the hands of a department head, which obviously maybe makes them feel better that they're being trusted. But, you know, in all the years I've worked with you, you've taken the brunt of it. And I think it's a good thing. And I'm glad to see that you are now delegating and giving them that extra level that I think is good for every department head and every employee to have that level of trust there. I just want to echo that. I don't think it's an issue of trust with Austin. I think, you know, he just wants to make sure that things are getting handled, and he will always be there for the department heads or staff that work with him on a project. So while sometimes that can be interpreted as, you know, I'm not trusted, you know, I can say that with Austin, at least from what I've seen, that's not the case. And it's a compliment to you that you do take your job very seriously. I broached the idea of an assistant county manager, you know, because I'm concerned about the workload that you and all our department heads are feeling and all the staff are feeling. But, you know, you politely declined that offer. And I think with the ability to delegate a little more, you're going to maybe find a little more time so that you can handle, like you said, some of the things you feel you need to get back to. Socialization with the other county managers. You know, we have all been, I think, tested to the max, from Public Works to the Sheriff's Office to the Fire Department to Human Resources to the Comptroller's Office. I mean, we've all been maxed out. And I think for us to sit here, look back, critique your work over the last year, I think we all need to be proud. You need to be proud. That I think we've got a solid staff. I think we have a very solid team of employees and department heads. And, you know, your job is not easy. I'm the first guy to say it. 6 months in, I thought, when I term out, I'll become a county manager. Hell no. I don't know how you do it. You do it with a smile on your face. You know, it is definitely a very difficult job. You know, but again, I think if you reflect on where we've come with the pandemic, legislative seasons coming after us, I think, you know, you can hold your head up high and know that you've done, I think, the best job that you possibly can, given the circumstances. You know, I think we do have a very solid team of commissioners up here that are involved and want to be part of the process. So, you know, I just want to give you a kudos that, I know it's definitely not an easy road to go down, but you seem to do it with grace, you know, and the times you do maybe want to not be so graceful. I know you've reached out on the side to give me your 2 cents, but, you know, I think you do a fantastic job. I'm glad to see some of you're addressing some of the weak points that you do want to change going forward. I think they're going to be very constructive to the organization. So, you know, aside from that, like I said, I think you're doing a great job. You're going to work on some of the things that maybe we would have brought up as commissioners that you might want to improve on. You've taken that lead and already addressing some of those things. So with that said, you know, I'm very, very glad to work with you in this position. And I look forward to at least another 7 years. So thank you. Anything else, gentlemen?
Well said.
Maybe this isn't normal, but is there any public comment? Anybody like to chime in, jump on the Smashing Austin wagon? No? Okay.
Jim Hindle, clerk and treasurer. I just have to say that I might not be the first one in the morning, but I try and stay after 5 because it's a little quieter to get things done. I put in some time afterwards, and I'm almost never the last one in the building. I always know Austin's there for help and support, and I just reinforce everything that the board has said. I can't tell you how much this man works and how much he does on behalf of this county, and just thank him for that.
Thank you, Jim. Appreciate that. Gentlemen, is there anything else you'd want to address? I want to make sure I get everybody.
You can have one other.
Sure.
Sheriff Cullen, for the record, I'm new to the county, working up here. I was elected 6 months ago. I've had nothing but excellent interactions with Austin the entire time. I've thrown a lot at him, and he's taken care of me every single time. And I really appreciate he's done a great job. Appreciate that.
Thank you, sir. Right.
Jennifer McGee, Story County Comptroller. I think out of this room, I've probably worked with Austin the longest. It's time for the real story. No.
Yeah. We've been waiting. Oh, we have a birthday.
No, I just want to reiterate everything everybody said. Like, and just being county manager has not changed Austin. He has taken every job that he has had with the county with the same momentum, the same dedication as he shows today. And with that, he has always had his door open for any of us, no matter how small or how big or how many tears. He gets pretty nervous when the tears come, but he is probably one of the best leadership people I have ever worked with, one of the best bosses. And I think that just needs to be said from somebody who works under him and has worked under him through several hats. You have one of the best guys here. Whatever you do moving forward, don't lose them.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Jennifer, if I may, I just want to add. So I'm not exactly sure what year you might have started with this gentleman, but I can tell you I started with him, what, roughly 20 years ago.
Yep,
about that. You and I about that time. Yes. And the thing that I can tell you is that he has participated in the vision and the success, instrumental in organizing the trends, the growth, and the development that our county is enjoying today. It took a team of people with visionary at that time, and so certainly in the just recent week, year or two or three or five, it's been challenging. But I want to say that he was there when this baby was born, and he's done an incredible amount of visionary work for Story County. Thank you for that. I'm not sure what year you started or I did. You may have had him first, or I'm not sure.
You might have had him first by just an inch.
I've been grateful and honored to work with him for a lot of years.
I think actually you started right around the same time. Yeah. Okay.
But we're narrowing down the birthday thing, I think. We'll figure it out one year.
We'll figure it out. I got it somewhere.
We can arm wrestle over it.
Yeah, he loves his birthday as much as he loves this.
Right.
Chairman, Commissioners, Jason Wurzbecki for the record. Just want to echo what much of you guys have said already and the other department heads. You know, with starting here 16 years ago at the bottom of the ladder in the facilities, and then working my way up through the years. Pat believing in me several years ago and giving me the director position, and all the growth that Austin's given me over the last several years, and encouragement for our department and my team is, you know, above and beyond, and we'll forever be grateful for that. So that's all I wanted to add. I appreciate everything, so is my crew. So.
Appreciate that, Jason.
Yep.
Thank you. All right. I believe we have a motion that we can make here.
Yeah, I was thinking to move a portion of the department head salaries over as a bonus for Austin. I don't know what to think about that. They're so grateful.
Everybody just redacted their statement.
I don't know if a motion is necessary. What do you think, Jeannie?
Yeah, it's not necessary. If you don't make a motion, then he will get his step increase automatically because this is deemed above standard performance. And so he would go from a grade step five to a grade or step six.
Okay. Fair enough. Is there anything you wanted to interject before we don't make a motion?
Nope, I am good. Are you, Brandy? Okay.
Okay. I mean, wonderful.
It might be worth making a motion just to formalize that his performance is above satisfactory and
sure.
Right.
You can do that.
I'm sure he wants that on the record.
And is there, and just before I make that motion, is there any sort of a thought from the board of anything other, either positive or negative, from either adjusting goals or a compensation perspective?
I've said my piece.
I do.
Okay. This is Commissioner Mitchell. I move to accept this annual review and evaluation and to declare that County Manager Osborne's performance is above satisfactory and to express the board's appreciation for his work this year.
I'll second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Jeannie, for your efforts. Brandy, thank you. Austin, I guess you're stuck with us for another 365 days. Lucky you. All right. On item number 38, this discussion for possible action for consideration of possible approval of business size second readings A through E. Either one of my commissioners have any questions or comments about these business licenses?
No.
No.
Okay. Is there any public comment regarding the second reading of business license A through E? Not seeing anybody. Sherman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I move to approve the second reading of business licenses under item number 38, listed as A through E.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. On to item number 39, this is the second and final option for public comment. Is there any public comment today? Not seeing or hearing any public comment, we're going to move on to item number 40, which is correspondence. Clerk Treasurer, is there any correspondence?
Correspondence.
All right, thank you, sir. On to item number 41, adjournment of all active and recessed boards on the agenda. It is 1:19 p.m., Tuesday, July 18th. Meeting is adjourned.